It's 1985. I'm 15 years old, practicing guitar in my bedroom. I'm playing scales over and over, cringing each time I miss a note. I'm playing chords, berating myself each time they sound muddy or the chord changes are less than pristine. In my mind, there are only two possible outcomes: perfect or imperfect, flawless or flawed. There's nothing in between, and the latter state is unacceptable. Unsurprisingly, each practice session ends in discouragement and frustration. I eventually give up playing the guitar altogether. It's 1995. I work for one of the largest money management companies in the world. I take pride in my abilities and go to great lengths to make sure my handiwork is without errors. The problem is, perfection is difficult to sustain when tight deadlines loom. I put in extra time to compensate, but burning the candle at both ends is a recipe for burnout. The quality of my work declines. Mistakes creep in and go unnoticed by my fatigued eyes. I'm too tired to appreciate the irony. My obsession with perfection is draining my energy and eroding my attention and causing me to make errors. I eventually quit my well-paying job in aggravation. Perfectionism was a frequent stumbling block for me beginning in childhood. It negatively affected every area of my life, from my studies to my relationships. Worse, each time I failed to live up to my unreasonably high standards, I castigated myself and grew more miserable. I finally figured out how to overcome this Achilles heel. It wasn't easy, but it was definitely worth the time and effort. Embracing imperfection had an immediate, positive effect on my stress levels, confidence, and sense of self-worth. In short, it improved my quality of life. In the following pages, I'll show you exactly what I did to curb my perfectionistic tendencies. If you have difficulty accepting anything less than perfect from yourself, and would like to change that pattern, you're in the right place. Let's start by taking a look at the two main types of perfectionism. Note whether you recognize aspects of them in yourself. Adaptive versus maladaptive perfectionism. There are many flavors of perfectionism, but each of them has roots in one of two main types: adaptive or maladaptive. Adaptive perfectionism. This category of perfectionism is defined as endeavoring to meet high standards, but recognizing that true perfection is an unreasonable expectation. Adaptive perfectionists are driven by the satisfaction they experience when they apply extreme effort toward accomplishing their goals. An example is a student who studies all night, sacrificing food and sleep, to score high on a final exam scheduled for the following day. This student realizes it's unlikely he'll get a perfect score, but for him, the intense effort he devotes to studying is its own reward. Some experts consider adaptive perfectionism to be a healthy form of perfectionism. They note that it aids people in accomplishing their goals. Others, such as Paul Hewitt, Ph.D., co-author of the oft-cited multidimensional perfectionism scale, feel differently. Hewitt has opined, "I don't think needing to be perfect is in any way adaptive." It's neither my intent nor my desire to weigh in on this particular matter. Rather, to advance the aim of this book, I believe it's useful to simply contrast adaptive perfectionism with maladaptive perfectionism. Maladaptive perfectionism. This category of perfectionism is defined as striving to meet unrealistic goals and expecting to accomplish them every time. Maladaptive perfectionists aggressively maintain unreasonably high standards and are highly critical of themselves when they fail to meet them. An example is a student who studies all night to achieve a perfect score on a final exam and considers a lesser score to be a personal failure. This perceived failure leads to self-recrimination, higher stress levels, lower self-esteem, and depression. The maladaptive perfectionist mistakenly believes he can exert full control over his environment. Ergo, he believes himself to be entirely at fault for unfavorable outcomes. This type of perfectionism is universally considered unhealthy. All experts agree on this point. Subtypes of perfectionism. I noted above that perfectionism comes in many flavors, though most, if not all,